We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Chan Yaakov, Bevitichos Elio. We are in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudches. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Now this is not to be confused with the Shimon in the previous Mishnah. That was also Rabban Shimon Gamliel. But this Rabban Shimon Gamliel is the grandson of the Rabban Shimon Gamliel of the previous Mishnah, and the son of Rabban Gamliel Hasheni, Rabban Gamliel of Yavne. So he teaches us the following. Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed. The world stands on three things, and some have not the word omei, not to be confused with the three things that we learn from Shimon HaTzadik all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, but the word kayam, the world is sustained with three things, and that in fact is the way we should understand the Mishnah, even if we use the word omei, because he's going to have a different list. It's not going to be Torah, Avoda, and Gilas Chasadim. He has Al Hadin, on justice, judgment, Valo Emes, and truth, Val Hashom, and on peace. And then he quotes a proof text, Amar Emes Umishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'areichem, Pasuk in Zechariah Hanavi in Periches. Here he quotes a Pasuk, which means that the world, Emes Umishpat Shalom. So here we have Emes, that's truth, and we have Mishpat, which is Din, and Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'areichem, we should judge with truth, justice, and peace in our gates. So this is what the world is going to be sustained upon. What's the difference between that which the world is omeid earlier in the Masechta, and here we say the world stands on three things? So the simple understanding is that the previous Mishnah, when we spoke about Shimon HaTzadik says the world stands on three things, that's the purpose of creation. Hashem never would have created the world if it had not been for Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim. This Mishnah speaks about the three things that are the basis of civilization. Society can't function, can't exist without these. Some claim that maybe it means, yes, Hashem, the purpose of creation was Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim, but the continued existence of the world is based on Din, Emes, and Shalom. Some claim that this is really not the only list. It means the following, that Hashem created the world and would not have created it without Torah, Avodah, Gemilos Chasadim, and we should have that as well to sustain the world, but the world, Hashem won't destroy the world as long as we have Din, Emes, and Shalom, which means that the world continued existence needs at least these three. Of course, it would be ideal if we had Torah, Avodah, Gemilos Chasadim as well. So different ways to understand the Mishnah, just on a basic understanding, the Bartanura says, Al Hadin, what's that? Lezako says, Azakai, Ulachayv, Esachayv. Obviously, it means so that we find, we should have perversion of justice. We should be able to, those who are innocent, we should prove their innocence and judge them properly. Lachayv, Esachayv, the one who's guilty, they should be ruled guilty. What's MS? So says the Bartanura of Shalo Yishakru, Ishba Miso. This is not just about the court. This is just a society. People should not be lying one to the other. And Allah Shalom, that's Ben Hamalchios Uvein Adam Lachaver. It's both. Between kingdoms, we need Shalom as well, so we don't have a world of war. And Ben Adam Lachavero, within a society, we need people to be able to get along. We begin the second Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi says, and Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, as we said, is the son of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of previous Mishnah. Rebbe says, Ezohi Derech Yishora Sheyavor Lo HaAdam. What is the proper path? Straight path, literally, a person should choose for himself. So the Mishnah tells you, Kol shi tiferes la'oseha v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. What we're going to do with this Mishnah is a lot of commentary. We're going to learn the basic commentary from the Bar Tanur, and then we'll add on some insights from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Ashirim on Pirkei Avos. So says the Bar Tanur, what does it mean? Anything, what's the path the person should choose in life? Something that's Tiferes, that is, Tiferes means beautiful or glorified. For Oseha, which is the person himself who's doing it, but also Tiferes Lo Ben Adam, and it earns the praise for other people as well. So Bar Tanur says, She'enoach lo, good for him. V'yunochim b'nei Adam mimeno, other people find benefit from the way he's, the path that he's chosen as well. Okay, how do we accomplish this? When a person goes b'chol hamidos b'derech ha'emtsoi, a person follows the golden mean, the middle path regarding all midos, v'lo yate'e le'echon mishnei aktsavos, a person should not incline himself towards one extreme or the other. So he gives the example. Let's say you have a person who is osef mamon habe, so he He wants to gather a lot of money, amass a lot of money. So that's wonderful. Aval ein b'nei, that's good for him maybe, Tiferes Lo. Aval ein b'nei adam mifaren oso b'midazu, because he's not giving anybody, he's not giving handouts. People need it. On the other hand, mifazer yoser minaroi, let's say he's a spendthrift, so he's scattering all his money literally. So then people, b'nei adam ha'makabim minu mifaren oso, they will glorify him, they will praise him. That may be Tiferes Lo min adam, but it's not Tiferes Lo osel, but it's not good for him, it's not noach lo. So if he's impoverished, so that's not good for him. So here, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. A person should find the Derech Ishara means the golden mean. The straight path means the middle path, so that it's Tiferes La'oseha, it's good for him, but it's also Tiferes Lomana Adam. It's not one extreme or the other. People will praise him. On the other hand, it will be of benefit to him. Then he says, Ve'hevezoyer b'mitzvah kala k'vachamura. Person should be careful regarding a light mitzvah and even a more severe, more strict mitzvah. She'ein ato yodea matan schar shel mitzvahs. We don't know what the schar is for different mitzvahs. So a person should be careful even for what he thinks is a mitzvah kala, which may mean that we don't really know, forget the schar, we don't really know how to define a mitzvah as kala or chamura. So a person should be careful regarding every mitzvah, because maybe what you think is kala is really not. Or maybe you'll say, no, we know the halacha is defined what a mitzvah kala is in the chamura. You have this mishnayis in Maseches Shavuos and in Maseches Yoma and the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. We know mitzvahs that are kalos, let's say only aseh and a lo taseh without punishment, and the chamura is where this kares and misa is based in. But nonetheless, the schar we don't know. Says the Bar Tanura, lonis parish b'torah schar ha-mekayim mitzvah saseh, even though it's only a positive commandment, it's not a negative commandment where there's a chiv skila or something like that. Nonetheless, we don't have the schar, we don't know what the schar is going to be. V'lo onesh ha-mevatel ma'ameyasosen, and we don't know what the punishment is going to be if you don't do a mitzvah, so a positive commandment. So, de'ilu onshin shol mitzvos lo taisem mefroshen. Yes, it's true, the punishments for a lo taseh we know. Skila shrev heregah chenek. Kareisu misa bidei shamayim, malkos, honesha kala avera kala, and chamur lachamura. So here, another interpretation of this mitzvah of the Mishnah is, we're speaking about mitzvahs. That's what it means. Be careful regarding a mitzvah kala versus chamura. Why? Because regarding a lo taseh, negative commandment, averos, we know exactly kala versus chamura. But regarding a mitzvah saseh, that's what Mishnah cautions us. Be careful regarding a positive commandment, because we don't know the schar. Then he says, "Heavy mechashev hefseid mitzvah keneged schara uschara avera keneged hefseid." A person should always be careful to calculate the reward for the cost rather of a mitzvah or against the reward, and the reward of an avera against its cost, which means. Mechashev hefsei mitzvah, says the Bar Tanura Mashatam, mafsin mischora schoma nuchamvene esek ha-mitzvah. Let's say a person should say, okay, calculate, what are you going to lose from your business, let's say, from your money, because you're engaged in a mitzvah. You can't work because you have to do the mitzvah. A person had to spend money on a mitzvah. So connect, but you have to think about, okay, how much money did that cost you? Keneged haschar, a person now couldn't work on Shabbos. But imagine what the schar you get for not working on Shabbos, for fulfilling observing the Shabbos. A person has to buy a pair of tefillin. So imagine, it's all very expensive, but imagine the schar you get for wearing the tefillin. So same thing with kosher food. So keneged haschar sheyalo lecha mimena ba'olam hazeh or ba'olam haba. Think about the schar you may get, not only in the world to come, but even in this world. Sheyeyoser me'osu efsed. It's certainly going to be more than the loss that you're going to incur based on whatever cost it's going to be to fulfill that mitzvah. And the opposite is also true. Schar avera, the hana that you're going to get, the benefit, the pleasure you're going to get from the avera, you have to think about, you have to weigh that and calculate that. Keneged the hefse, the loss that may come from for violating that avera. So that's the second half. You should be mechafshed, the schar avera, what schar you feel you're going to get, the hana, the benefit, the desire, you know, that's fulfilled but from the avera. Keneged the hefse, the loss, the potential punishment you're going to get. And then he concludes the histakel, v'shlos to dvarim v'yata v'lidever. You have to look at three things so that a person doesn't come to sin. Dal malam alam imcha, you have to know what's above you, and what is that? So it sounds like the three things don't begin with dal malam alam imcha. It sounds like there are three things are all these three. Ayin ro'ah, v'ozen shomas, v'chol ma'asecha ba'sefer nechtav. You have an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and all of your deeds, all of your actions are being filed away, are being recorded in a book. And some say, no, the three are dal malon luchas, not the introduction. That's number one. You should know what's above you, which means you need emuna in the realize Hashem's existence. That's number one. Number two are ayin ro'ah, ozen shamas. They go together. What does that mean? Why is that different than da malon luchas? It sounds like what's above me. There's an eye that sees and there's an ear that hears. So no, what it means is that we should, that malam alamcha means we need emuna in the mitzias of Hashem, Hashem's existence. And ayin ro'ah ozen shamas is more than Hashem's existence, but the fact that I have to believe in his hashgacha, that he oversees everything, and that he's going to pay people a reward or punishment. So that's not just know what's above you, that's recognize that the eye is seeing and the ear is hearing, so we're going to be rewarded or punished. And v'chol ma'asecha ba'sefer nechtavim, it means that if we did an aver, it's impossible that there's not going to be some type of punishment. It's all going to be recorded. And there may be a lighter punishment, maybe we'll do tshuva, but that chov, that debt, is not going to be erased completely without some type of punishment. And not only that, doing a mitzvah, the same thing. Person is going, everything is recorded, which means that there'll always be schar for a mitzvah. Just a few comments quoted from some of the shiurim of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein on Avos, specifically as an introduction to this Mishnah. He makes the point that Avos is really the Mishle of Chazal. He said that there was a woman who converted, and it was Sefer Mishle that turned her on. No fire, no brimstone, just the fact that it speaks about refining one's character, and that was sufficient. And Avos is like the Mishle of Chazal. And he says, so much moral and practical wisdom we have. It permits us to address ourselves as moral and ethical beings, but doesn't work up within us the same passion and fervor of other svarim, which people frequently find more appealing, and for which many people is their exclusive religious life. They like the fire and brimstone. So all those people sometimes aren't interested in learning because it's not so exciting. They can't understand, he says, the low-key religion. To a certain extent, that's what we encounter when we open up Avos. Avos can be enriching and can be stimulating. It's not going to blow a person's mind. And that's unfortunately why many people don't study it. But the ethical teachings are so essential to Judaism that it's something that is certainly worthwhile for us to study. With respect to this Mishnah, the Mishnah says that Rebbe wants to know, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, what Derech Yeshar should a person choose? So Rav Aaron says, what's a Derech Yeshar? A Derech Yeshar involves two components. First, a person needs a Derech. And then, secondly, has to be Yeshara. Choosing to follow a derech, a path, a direction, is already a major step. In one respect, it's the basis, Israel, and I quote, it's the basis of Odas Hashem. In another respect, it stands beyond and demand beyond halacha and provides a direction for the totality of one's life. Think about the first parak of Tehillim. Asher ish, asher alach, ba'atas rishoyim, v'derech atem lo amad, v'mashav le'shem lo yitzav. Speak about a derech. These are people who stumble in life and never bother to put life together. They never think about a plan, how to attain these goals from one day to a 1 month to 1 year. In retrospect, he may find some thread that has dotted them, but prospectively, I've never thought it through. So first we need a derech, then we can speak about Yeshara. The Rambam himself speaks about a derech. In Hilchos Tshuva in the second parak, he speaks about doing tshuva from particular averos where there's an eye on kapara, a specific concrete chait. How do we cope with it? How do we confess? How do we achieve atonement vis-a-vis the Ribono Shel Olam? But in Perek Hey, the Rambam takes us in a different direction completely. He speaks about the totality of human life, nature, quality, and substance of our existence, keeping in mind that the Rambam, first and foremost, is a Baal Halacha. But here he speaks about tshuva in the broader sense, building ourselves, our personalities. That's the difference between Perek Beis, the specific Avera, and Perek Hey, our freedom of choice, our identification. It's not a question here in Perek Hey of Hilchos Tshuva, about this Avera or that, but it's a question of a derech. And that's the part, that's that we have to address Averos specifically, but we also have to address the Derech in our lives, or what path am I taking in my life? And then he makes another point. He says, what about Yeshara? So Derech we found, okay, we accomplished, we found the Derech. I know I have to find the Derech, not specifically this mitzvah or that mitzvah, but what Derech, what direction am I taking? In another respect, he says, Yeshara is of a higher quality. Two elements which particularly stand out are, number one is integrity. We're going to have time to discuss the other one, but integrity, he says, not only honesty. Derech Yeshara is integrity. What's that? Because honesty means, he says, that we don't cheat or lie or steal. But it's what's integrity? Integrity is more than that. It's where a person's whole being is suffused with a quest for truth. Truth is not something to be discovered, but to be experienced, to live by, and indeed not necessarily in a sophisticated way. What he means is, this is not the intellect. This is simply a feeling that someone has. This is behavior. This is the way I should act. This is my very essence, to be a person, to be a pillar of integrity. And thus we have to find a derech. We have to realize we need a derech in life. And number two, that derech has to be Yeshara.